Blog
Talk Radio. What up,
though? Yo. Welcome. Now, this is episode 10 of Is That So?
Is it?
Detroit.
Is it really?
Yeah. We are
We're
in the double digits. I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's very crazy.
Pretty wild. So, that's
pretty
exciting.
Yep.
So,
I haven't gotten sick of you yet.
Oh, wow. You would never, ever get sick of me. I bring the party when I show up, and you know it.
Sure. Okay. Anyways, how's it going?
Pretty well. Week has been, actually, this week has gone by a little bit fast. I'm not going to lie. So that's always either really good or really bad. But, yeah, same old, working, churching, social media, you know.
I can do that. Same old. I'm alive. I'm here. Keep trucking, right?
Yeah. That's good.
So what's on tap today?
So, if you remember, listeners, last week we ended talking about, or the whole show really was about music. We had just been past the Grammys, and so we were talking about the State of the Union, or the State of Music. And we still have some things to discuss with that. So we wanted to pick right back up where we left off. Now, just to refresh your memory, the question that was posed was whether or not the current state of music is a good place to be, if the art form has been preserved, or if the current artists and the current people who are popular and making music are making a mockery of the art form, basically.
Right.
And more or less, not in so many words, but that was the idea. So we're going to pick right back up there. I think we're going to talk about some specific people, maybe, and see where we are. And then we'd love to hear from you guys as well, of course. We are on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Is That So? Detroit. So, you know, reach out to us. We'd love to hear your opinion. But I'll let you take the floor first.
Okay. So which one do we want to start with? What genre?
Let's start with hip-hop.
Okay.
No, rap.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, okay. You know, I grew up with rap music, you know. I'm used to the lyricist. I'm a lyricist myself, or I feel I am. So, you know, these days I feel like I lean more to rappers like Kendrick Lamar, you know, J. Cole, people that, like, you know, they have a kind of a popular appeal, but at the same time, most of their stuff is, like, real, like, lyrics. The lyrics are good, you know, it's stuff that, you know, it's a little, you know, hoody, or it can be a little raunchy, but it's a lot of truth in what they're saying. Like, you don't have to worry about them, like, having these lies that are in their raps, you know? And I can, you know,
right.
That's what I appreciate about it, you know? Yep. That's fine. Do you listen to it?
I, with the rap, I have a very love-hate relationship. So I too am a lyricist, and I really appreciate words being put together nicely and well.
Right.
That being said, I think that there are some artists, I'm not really, really familiar with J. Cole. I've come across some discourse about him, I know that from what I've seen, he can be sort of polarizing. I think.
Yeah, very.
So that's, as far as art goes, that's always a good thing, right? And so you have to be able to appreciate someone who is thought-provoking enough that they can be polarizing. That being said, when I think about rap, I think about the extremes that are sort of overpowering everybody else. So, like, last week we talked a little bit about Kanye, and he is one that has been in the media this last week a lot because, you know, he's constantly doing things to sort of start a stir up mess.
Right.
And mm-hmm. he basically was on, I was reading this article, he was doing an interview this last week, and got to talking about Amber Rose because she spoke up about what is it, Kylie Jenner? One of them, one of the younger Kardashian girls.
Yeah, one of the Kardashians
is dating
Tyga.
Yeah. Right. So Amber Rose was basically speaking out against that, like, you know, it's not really appropriate, which she is underage, so there's that. And then, you know, Tyga, I'm not intimately acquainted with his lifestyle, but I can only assume that in the style of many of today's young rappers, it's not necessarily the cleanest. So I feel like Amber Rose, say what you want about her life decisions right now, but if there's anything she knows, it's questionable lifestyle. I mean, because she came up in the hood. She has made money off of her body, but obviously that has some dark sides to it. So if there's anyone who can speak with authority that maybe this isn't a road that you want to go down, it's her. She's dated her fair share of rappers. It's her, you know. So I feel like she was just doing what people do that have a platform. They share their opinion, and they try to share as much wisdom as they can. That being said, Kanye blasts her, calls her filthy, says, this was rich, says that his wife's body is just as new and groundbreaking as Grace Jones. And see, Kanye, it's stuff like that that makes me feel like, what has gone wrong in your brain? Did you smoke something bad? Like, what happened? Because he was one of those promising young rappers that came onto the scene and seemed to be, you know, using his platform to cause people to think. Back in the day, you know, like when he was actually talking about something, he would be on, like, Death Poetry and really, like, his words fit there.
Doing the game, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But now.
How about that old school Kanye, yeah. Through the wire Kanye.
But now it seems like, yeah, exactly. That Kanye. Now it's just like, dude, you have so much, it seems like you have so much hate against your people. And then you're just crazy. So people like him, you know, it's a full package. So even if he were still putting out albums that were saying something, the choices that he makes in his personal life and in his opinions are questionable at best. So I feel like that does a lot more harm for the music industry than it does good, because you can't even hear the music for your loud presence in front of it. Like, so I feel like that's not good. So rap, you know, there may be some people, young people who are coming up and doing well. And then there's always the older people that are still putting out good music. You have people like Common. You have the underground. But these big personalities are out of control.
All right. So a certain extent, you know, as much as, you know, you don't want to admit it, or even he might not want to admit it, you know, once you get a certain name or a certain stature, it's like you have to kind of reinvent yourself. And at the same time, mm-hmm. you kind of have to change your style and change your focus, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like, yeah, of course he's not going to be talking about, you know, the hood and about certain things, or about, you know, Sierra Leone and stuff like that, because that's not where he is anymore, you know? It's kind of like,
right.
if you don't kind of become a little mainstream, you're going to just become a, just another person. Like Jay-Z, when he first came out, he was spitting real stuff, like, you know,
yeah.
Reasonable Doubt, the Blueprint 1, Blueprint 2, you know, that Jay-Z, you know, but now
mm-hmm.
he's like rapping about Basquiat paintings and, you know, Castro and, you know, stuff like that, stuff, trivial things
yeah.
like that. And of course,
I agree.
You know, yeah, so it's like, as much as you don't like it, as much as I don't like it, you know, but as much as it's not really saying anything, you know, that's where he's at. And I, as you go along, you know, nobody's going to make the same music or, you know, whatever that they made, you know, when they were in their prime. So it's kind of, part of me is like, how much of it is, am I really going to like, or, you know, versus how much is that him just switching his style, and how much of it is him just not making the stuff, the same stuff, not being in his prime anymore, if you can, like, understand that.
No, I get that. And I agree that artists have to constantly reinvent themselves. That's valid. However, we've seen artists do just that for decades, centuries even, and not compromise their message and what they stand for. And I guess that's
right.
where I take issue, because that's rap, but the same could be said for R&B in some ways, because look at Beyonce, right? Jay-Z's wife.
Uh-huh.
She's because right now she's more pop music than R&B, but
right.
So with pop music, even she has been a different Beyonce over the years, several times over. But it does seem like, and you know, she was more R&B back in the day. It does seem like she's reinvented herself, but by the same token, well, no, because we talked about it last week. This latest album of hers, I'm just going to say, I feel like it's a ratchet anthem handbook. Like, I just, because it's in every fiber of it, right? She put out these songs and videos, and it's just an over-sexualization. Whereas you have people like Brandy, for instance,
oh.
who isn't, she's never been as huge, right? But
right.
her music still has a sense of musicality, vocalism. I don't even know if that's a word, but her vocals are amazing. The way she crafts her music, you can tell that she's in it. And her songs are about a lot of different things. There are popular artists that I feel like aren't necessarily just selling out to the whole sex sales and hood sales and ratchet sales, and I'm just going to play to the masses.
Right. And sometimes it's you. I mean, sometimes, like I said, you have to, like, sell what works or do what works, and sometimes that's just you. Like, okay, I don't know how you feel about them. Tell me how you feel about them. Like R. Kelly, like he makes some of everything. Like he can make an album called "You Saved Me," then you know he can do that for like more of a Christian base. Then he can do "Happy People," you know, the dance music. Then he can do "Love Letter," and what's that "Love Letter" that you know had the like Sam Cooke-ish kind of song on it, "When a Woman Loves."
Yeah.
And then he
yeah.
can come back with black panties. So,
you know what? You have a point there.
And
that
like all of
you, you're right.
Things are part of him, you know? In my opinion,
yeah.
at least. All of those little different parts, different fields, and different things are part of him, you know? Like you
yeah,
could say
I
he,
agree.
He has, you know, a certain spiritual side to him. He, you know, has a part that wants to enjoy himself, you know. Then he has a freaky side, you know, from the, you know, the whole, his history. I'm not going to get into that. And talk about that. Like, how is that, you know? Does that portray well on the music or the scene that, you know, you have somebody like that that's still making music, giving his history? Or he's still, like, projecting a certain thing?
Yeah. That's, it, yeah. It's a whole different story, too, because you're right. I just found out that, like, Jay-Z was really a gangbanger. Like, he, like, shot people. I didn't know that because all of them coming up, you know, onto the scene were a part of my lost decades where,
mm-hmm.
where I, you know, so... I didn't realize that some of these people that are around now and are established and billionaires and sort of have empires, plug, even though I haven't watched the show, but that they, too, have these really checkered pasts. I think that there's something to be said about that. I think that it glorifies that lifestyle. That's not necessarily what we want to do because, think about it, you have people like Sam Smith. He makes lovely music, and it's
right.
not ribald. Like, he can write a love song, and it not be like, take your panties off, throw them on the wall. Like, but it's still, you know, it's a good song. And
I'm lucky because
yeah,
he doesn't like panties, unless he's wearing them.
That's true.
I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. I take that back.
I mean,
hey.
Don't be offended. Hey, but that's, I mean, because.
Right, please.
You know, look at Macklemore, right? He raps, and his raps have content. It's not all about, like, shoot him up. You know, he talks about real life, and he has good music. But you have to ask yourself when people are like that, and they're on the scene, and their lifestyle is sort of consistent with them trying to uphold some type of standard.
Everybody didn't like Macklemore. Everybody.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. You have to ask yourself, will they even ever reach the level of notoriety and fame and influence as some of these people who are just, like, completely reckless with the influence that they have? Because let's be honest. Chris Brown, you know, sliding over into the R&B world, that man is a genius. He knows he can sing. He's brilliant. But at the same time, he's crazy and has issues and is canceling tour dates because he's in trouble with the law. And, like, that's really reckless. You know you have this influence where people are looking up to you and you still make the decisions that you make. I think that that's incredibly irresponsible.
Sometimes that makes it harder to do the right thing when you have people looking up to you. It's a lot of pressure that comes with, you know. And I get that you choose that lifestyle, but that doesn't mean just because you choose a lifestyle, that doesn't mean you always want to deal with that certain things, you know. So sometimes it's
yeah.
hard to, like, simply we're all, like, kind of, sometimes we may be predisposed to some certain things. He may have, like,
that's
a
true.
Certain trigger for anger and, you know, and the things that he does, he should get help, yes. But sometimes
yeah.
when you are above, you're a larger-than-life figure, it's not that easy as a regular person. It would be for a regular
help.
Person to
yeah.
get help.
I agree, and I guess this is part of the music, you know, modern music industry as well. I think that, you know, I say poo-poo to these teams that are working for these people. It's like, remember when Nick Cannon left Mariah and he took the kids because he said that he didn't think that it would be a good environment for them to be around her and being raised by her. And I read in an article that he, you know, and I'm loosely quoting here, but he said something like, her team doesn't care about her. They just care about the money. And that was part of the problem. And I feel like some of these teams, like Chris Brown's team, needs to all be set down. Their bishop at their church needs to sit them down from life because, you know, okay, so maybe it is a lot of pressure. Chris Brown is young. It is a lot to handle being so young. But you're his team because you're supposed to be looking out for his best interest. So if you know that he has anger issues, get him help. Take him out of that limelight. Keep him from going back to jail and, you know, not finishing his probation requirements and stuff like that. Like, get on him. That's what you're getting paid to do. But I feel like too many of them are too busy enjoying the lifestyle and living it up to actually care about the well-being of their artists. Because there are people who have good teams and take care of their artists and make sure that their artists are making the best decisions.
All right, I agree with that. Okay.
So I guess it's like a village thing, maybe poo-poo to the entire, you know, village just taking care of these people because, let's be honest, Beyonce may be a lot of things, but how many times have you seen her name splashed across anything because of her reckless behavior or trouble with the law? And I know that no one's perfect. So I know that just like everybody else, she's made mistakes. But she has a great team, she has great publicists, and they make sure that, for the most part, her best foot is put forward.
Right.
Same thing
with her. Like, she's not that person. Like, she's not, you know, sometimes your personality plays a part. She's not that person. Like she says, like she was saying in her interview, like, outside of, you know, her performance, she's like a more laid-back, shyer person. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, she said that she has Beyonce, and she has, like, her Sasha Fierce. I don't know if she still goes by that or whatever. But,
right,
you know,
that's true, yeah.
So some of that has to do with your personality already.
That's true. Well, who do we know that has a larger than life? Go ahead.
On the other end of that, if you already know that somebody has this personality already, you know, it's hard to say, right? Like, you know, you're slipping, like, or you need to chill. Mm-hmm. Like, if they're being themselves just a little more, it's just a little stronger because they got money and they're larger in life, if they already have that kind of care about them.
Right.
You know?
Well, yes, and I do understand that. And JB, I'm going to tell you now, if I am ever famous, you have permission to sit me down somewhere and be like, pull your life together. Like, who around you? Like, you don't have an auntie or a granny or a mama or somebody that knows you and can get with you. Like, I knew you before.
His was his mom. Going
That's
back
true.
To him.
And you're right.
His mom.
You're right. And it went downhill, you know, after she passed. God rest her soul. So,
right.
And there's something to that, too, is that life happens to these people. And, it you know, I guess they do deserve some grace, too, because when I have a bad day, the whole world doesn't get to see that. So, I'm more or less invisible in that way. I don't have to deal with the pressure of the world witnessing every bad decision and every bad day and, you know, every terrible thing I ever say, there's a microphone. So there is that.
Right.
And so I guess, you know, it's par for the course that at every juncture of life and the art form, there will be good music, but there will also be just the messiness of life, I guess.
Right.
And just as a last thing, even in the gospel community, I mean, you know, the people that are expressly singing about Jesus and supposed to be living for Jesus, there's a lot of messiness too. So I don't want to just, you know, leave it at ragging on secular music, because we both know that there have been some scandals. Some of the worst scandals have been
just
in gospel music.
Just as much homosexuality and infidelity and abuse.
Yeah.
Pretty much as there is in the secular world.
Right.
Now
exactly.
While we're on that subject. First off, we listen to gospel music. First off, how do you feel about the state of gospel music? And then how do you feel about Christian hip hop? You know, because a lot of people aren't, a lot of more traditional people aren't on board with it. They say, it sounds too much like the world. So what's your thought on that?
Okay, well, first of all, I think that the state of Christian and gospel music is almost as dire sometimes as secular music in a different way. I would say that you expect there to be some compromising lyrics and lifestyles in secular music because they're not dealing with a belief in a higher power of righteousness and holiness. With the Christian industry, sometimes you look at these people and you go, how can you sleep at night? Because you are supposed to be representing a God who requires righteousness, and your lifestyle is so openly and unabashed.
Right.
Unabashed.
You're talking more about the lifestyle, like the music.
A hot mess. Right. And so the music, though, some of the lyrics even, like, have you listened to some of the lyrics? And it's like, okay, and what Bible did you get that idea? So that's always interesting when you hear songs and you're just like, nope, not in my Bible. I've never seen that, not once. You know, people are making money on making people feel good.
Some of the older people, more traditional stuff, not necessarily the newer, more contemporary stuff. It's a lot of old stuff that has those kind of,
crazy
standards, or they aren't necessarily in the Bible, or
It's been going on for quite some time. And then as far as hip hop, I can appreciate.
About 2 minutes.
Yeah, I can appreciate gospel hip hop. I like music of all genres, so of course I just like good music. But I think that there is more of a, as far as lifestyle goes, I think there's a higher chance of artists that are in hip-hop, gospel hip-hop, falling prey to the temptation to live that big, fast lifestyle because it's hot right now.
Right.
So that's something that needs to be watched by those people's teams.
Right. And for me, I believe that God can use whatever he wants, or whatever form. Some people, they like, it sounds like the world, you can't tell the difference. And I kind of get offended by that because, older people, they don't say that about, quartet music or some of the older stuff that sounds like, jig joint, bluesy, they don't say that about that. They're clapping and praising, getting their praise on. So I think about that, let's people enjoy what they enjoy. Like, if God is lifted, what's the problem? Because you don't have to like it, but let them do their thing. Don't condemn it. Say it's not of God because you don't think it is. Because our ways aren't.
No, I agree. Exactly. I agree with that.
No, 20 seconds.
I guess I would say that I came into this with a firm. The state of music is really, really sad. But upon further discussion and sort of hearing it out loud, I'll have to say that it's par for the course, and I can appreciate the goods and let go of the bads like everything else.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening in to this edition of Is That So Detroit? And we'll catch you next week. Right?
All right,
same time.
Same place.
Yep.